Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice about user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you about the value of good design in creating a return on investment, because I do value good design, especially in the digital field. I trained in design and spent over half my career working as a digital designer. Throughout all those years, there have been those who understood the importance of design, but for a long time, the majority didn't see its value. At the beginning of my career, I worked for IBM. I was one of a handful of digital designers in the entire organization. Now, that did grow over time, but nowhere near enough. IBM just didn't appreciate design. But things are different now. IBM is attempting to employ 12,000 design professionals and refocus their business. And this is down to the success of design-led companies like Apple. In fact, according to the Design Management Institute, design-driven companies outperform others by 228% over a 10-year period. The world has changed and business leaders now understand the benefits of design. They can see that it matters, and it matters a lot. For many, design is what differentiates them from the competition. It's what gives them the competitive advantage and in many cases allows them to charge a premium. If you sell a luxury product with a strong aesthetic, it makes sense that your site reflects that kind of quality. Design also matters if you have invested in your brand identity. If you put time and effort into shaping how others see you, then you want that to be reflected across all channels, and that includes the digital ones. As a company becomes more and more successful, it needs to start caring ever more about design. For example, a professional cyclist performs at the highest levels and a fraction of the second can win or lose the race. So, as a result, they invest in their equipment to give them an edge. Now, the same is true with high-performing companies. A 0.5% increase in conversion rate can translate into millions of additional revenue. A marginally higher customer satisfaction rating can make or break the company. And in that kind of environment, design matters because design can give you that kind of edge. But is bespoke tailored design always appropriate? Should we be suggesting to a Sunday afternoon cyclist, for example, that they buy a professional bike? I don't think so. See, this is where I see snobbery coming in. When a professional cyclist looks at a bike that you might buy in somewhere like Halfords, he only sees the weaknesses. It's too heavy with, you know, second-rate gears and poor balance. But for that Sunday afternoon cyclist, it's a good enough. In fact, it's better for their needs than for the professional. And it's better for their needs than a professional bike would be. So it is with digital design. I hear a lot of designers moan about sites that provide design templates, sites like Avanto Elements that's sponsoring this particular podcast. They moan that the designs are too generic, that they're not customized to the specific needs of the client, that they're cookie-cutter solutions. Now, I've got little time for this attitude. For a start, a lot of the templates are damn good. Sure, they aren't bespoke to the client's specific needs, but that doesn't always matter. Take, for example, a business starting out or a company that doesn't have a strong visual identity. All these kinds of clients need is a site that looks professional and easy to use. It doesn't need a bespoke design. They're Sunday afternoon cyclists, not professional bike people, and so don't need the highest standard. There's also a level of hypocrisy at play here. The same designers who dislike these templates buy illustrations or fonts from sites like Avanto. Why aren't they designing custom fonts or drawing illustrations for to clients' exact requirements? Also, these sites have an enormous catalogue of design assets created by great designers. Sure, they aren't bespoke, but with so much selection, there's often something that is close to perfect. Let's be clear. I believe custom bespoke design is often worth the investment. It can provide a competitive advantage, it can increase revenue, and it can build a strong brand identity. But design is not art. It has to earn its way. It has to generate a return. And that return doesn't always have to be financial, but it does need to provide value to the business that's paying for it. Sometimes it can do that. Other times it won't be able to. And at such times, a cheaper, faster solution might be the answer. And that's where stock design assets have a part to play. But a word of warning. This is about providing value to our clients, not to us. This is not about cutting our costs and palming off good enough design while charging for bespoke. It is never, in my opinion, acceptable to use purchased design assets without telling the client. Trust me, sooner or later, that's going to come back to bite you.